Receiver. Of course, we saw he targets our mind, and tonight we're going to see his tactics, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get into his purpose as well, but we'll see how time does do tonight. John chapter 8 and verse 44, if you know anything about the Gospel of John, in this particular verse, this identifies Satan in his true character. What is he? Anybody know what he is? He's a deceiver, but also what else is he in his deception? Liar. Amen. That's what this verse talks about. And so as we said that he likes to target our minds, one of the ways he targets our minds is by his lies. Amen. So John chapter 8 and verse 44, let's go ahead and read that together. Here we go. All together on verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Father, work in our hearts tonight. Help us to understand a little bit more about our adversary, the devil. We know he's a deceiver, and we know as a deceiver, he likes to target our minds. But Lord, his tactics that he uses in our mind oftentimes are his lies that he gives us, Lord. And then I pray that you would make us more knowledgeable of what he is doing in our midst, and Lord, that we might see his strategy, detect him, and then defend against him and rest in the victory that we have in Christ. We're ordinary victims, we know, but we are extraordinary victors in Christ, God. So equip us tonight a little bit more so we can leave here a little bit more knowledgeable in what we need to avoid, how we need to avoid it, and how we can be more Christ-like, Lord. Help change us and conform us to the image of Christ, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. By the way, adults, don't forget your five tracks that you need to take so that you can invite someone out this week to our services. Amen. In our soul winning endeavor. Thus far, we talked about his strategy, and we're looking at Satan as he's a deceiver. He targets our mind. And tonight, we're going to talk about his tactics, our lies. Amen. And what is there about lies that we like? Let's just be honest. What are there about some lies that we like? Jerry?
Sometimes they're what we want to hear.
Exactly. Sometimes, man, if somebody told me I played ball like Michael Jordan, man, I'd be like, yeah. Yeah. Really? Really? I do? Backwards too? My jumper? Now, they told me I played like some scrub. That's not a compliment, but it's probably the truth. Probably the truth. They say, yeah, you know so-and-so? Yeah, you play nothing like him. Like, hey. But if they gave me that compliment, try to blow my head up, I think, man, I want to hear that. Satan gives us lies, and that is one of the tactics that he uses. You notice the scripture again, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the what? The truth. By the way, did Satan know truth? Yes, God was truth. So he knew truth. But what did he want to do? Deviate from truth. Created his own truth. Deviated into a lie. He said, I will be like the Most High. I'm going to do what I want to do. And when you're a created being, you can't do what you want to do. Only God can do what he wants to do. Now, you can do it, but at a price. Amen. He said down there, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is how much truth in him? No truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. By the way, if somebody calls you a liar, that is not a compliment. If someone says they can't trust you, that means that you probably are a liar. By the way, I had that said to me by my own mother. I can't trust you. You are a liar. Man, that hurt. When your mother tells you something like that, that hurts. When your mother tells you that she would believe the police over your story, that hurts. When she tells you she would believe a stranger than her own son, that hurts. And what had I gotten myself into? A string of lies that I was telling. And some of the lies I began to believe as truth. And when the lies finally caught up with me, my mother said, I can't trust you because you're a liar. The Bible says that Satan here speaks a lie. When he speaketh a lie. He speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. What is it about these lies that we like to hear? We like to hear things that are not true, but we wish they were true. Just face it. Sometimes we like to hear what's not true, but we wish it were true. Amen. People say, man, you're such a good preacher. Amen. I wish that were true. In my eyes, I am not. I love what I do, but I wouldn't say I'm a great preacher. I love preaching. And I've heard some great preachers. Amen. I wouldn't say I'm one of them. But you know what? When I hear it, I think, man, I'd like to believe that. And God probably doesn't allow me to believe it because he knows I get puffed up. Amen. And so oftentimes we want to hear that. Satan's target is our mind, but then his tactic he uses on our mind are his lies. And we're going to talk about some things here briefly and then hopefully get down to the next point dealing with his purpose for these lies. Amen. Lies are what he has to use because he knows we won't fall for the truth on our own. Let me say that again. Lies are what Satan has to use because he knows we won't fall for his will on our own. In other words, he knows that we wouldn't go out and say, I'm just going to kill somebody for no reason at all. So I'll give you a reason to do it. He knows the average girl is not going to go out and have a relationship with a stranger and get pregnant out of wedlock. So he's got to add a twist to it. He knows the average young person is not going to go to the store and steal. So he'll give them something that they like to steal. See where I'm going? So he'll always cater to your lust with a lie. Something that he knows you want to take you away from that which God wants. He always gives you an alternate. Always gives you an alternate. For instance, consider this. When it comes to obey or disobey, when it comes to right versus wrong, this is something that my wife and I used to always teach the teenagers in Belgium. Satan will always try to get you to do the right thing in the wrong way. I'm a case in point. When my mother told me that she couldn't trust me was the time when I stole the car. Could I drive? Yes, I could drive. Could I drive legally? No, I couldn't. I was 15. Your age, buddy, so you watch it. So Satan tried to get me to do the right thing, drive, in the wrong way. I only had to wait 6 months, and I'd been 16 with license. But I did it at 15, 6 months too early. And guess what? I didn't drive for a long time when I turned 16. Because my mother said, because I couldn't trust you when you're 15, what makes you think I can trust you when you're 16 6 months later? You'd better build up your trust, son. And I had to build up my trust to get the car to drive by myself. Now I could drive her to the store all day long. But who wants to go to the grocery store? I could drive her to the mall all day long, but who wants to go and watch your mom shop? You know, I could drive and go down and pick up an errand, but who wants to go and drive? I want to go where I want to go. I don't want to go to the store. And I definitely don't want you riding shotgun with me. I want to go and cruise down so my friends can see me in the car. We had a Cougar XR7. Man, it was cream color too. It was nice, had nice wheels. And I thought, man, they said, can you drive that? Yeah, I can. Lying through my teeth. Could I drive it? Yes. Could I drive it legally? No. So what did I do? Satan convinced me through a lie. You can get the car, get it out, drive to the party, pick up your friends, drive around town, have it back before anybody knows. Guess what? How many of y'all saw Norman Bates Motel? What is it called?
No, Bates Motel.
Bates Motel. What was in the window? What did you used to always see? Anybody remember in the window, in the hotel window? Mom. The silhouette of the mom's up in the window. When it came time for my joyride to be over and I was bringing the car back that I had illegally taken, up in the window I saw a silhouette. And I heard, I am not going home. This is it. My goose is cooked. I'm dead meat. I might as well just go ahead and drive off a cliff. End it now while there's still time. Or you're going to die at the hands of your mom. They're going to find her hands around your throat and dad's shoe in my bottom. And that's how they're going to find me dead. I thought, this is not good. What happened? The devil convinced me through lies to do what eventually I was going to get a chance to do. But it wasn't time. Why does Satan target your mind? Because he goes and he wants to attack your previous direction, the way you used to think and what you used to do. And see, he says, if I can get your mind back to where you used to go, and if I can give you a lie to support it, you'll do it. Because nobody in their right mind, somebody say, Greg, why don't you go take the car? I just mean, you crazy? Are you crazy? Do you know what my mother do if she caught me? Do you know what my dad would do after my mom got done with anything that was left over? And do you know she would probably call the cops on her own son? But see, he didn't approach it that way. He went the back way. Well, you'll be able to drive in 6 months, right? You know how to drive, right? Everybody's asleep, right? It's after midnight, right? Nobody's going to be up till about six, right? You got 6 whole hours. You got 6 whole hours. And that's how he sold me the lie. And guess what an eager 15-year-old wanted to do to impress his friends? Get the car. And I've told this story before. My friends should have known something was up when they said, let's go. And I said, well, let's push it out into the street and down the street. So we pushed it out of the garage, pushed it into the street, and pushed it away from the house. Then we started it up. Why wouldn't we start it up at home? Everybody will wake up. So Satan said, you better push it away so you won't get caught. See, Satan gives you everything that you need to get yourself in trouble. And then when you're in trouble, he does like this. You're on your own. I hope to see you tomorrow. Hey, when it was all said and done, guess my friends, guess they didn't get in trouble. Guess who got in trouble? Yours truly. Guess who was down, locked down for 3 months? Yours truly. Guess who, when he got his license, couldn't drive? Yours truly. So now I got an official license. I even had a motorcycle. I had a motorcycle on there. I couldn't drive that either. I was in bad shape. Why? Satan targeted my mind, and then his tactic was to use a lie to get me. And he will do it every time. He will say, obey, but not just right away like we talked about this morning. Obey right away to improve your state. He will say things like this, submit, but on your terms. Sister Duffy, you talking about submission, you and Tasha. He'll say, submit, but on your terms. He'll say, love your wives, but love her your way, not her way. That's what he'll do. Why? He wants to get you trapped into a system of lies. Let me read you a commentary that was written dealing with Satan's strategy and his lies. By the way, Satan will try to get us to alter our direction away from God using lies. He won't tell the truth. Because if he told you the truth, he knows that we wouldn't fall for it. If he really told you what he wanted, worship me, worship the devil. He knows that we'll be repulsed by that. Worship the devil? Are you crazy? I'm no Satan worshiper. What do we say we hear about the satanic worshiper? You worship the devil? Oh, my soul, you're abominable. So Satan says, for the Christian, I'm not going to come out and tell you what I'm really trying to do. By the way, did he tell Eve what he was trying to do? No. He never told Eve what he was trying to do. Listen to this. It says, God accomplishes his will on earth through truth. Think about that. Just ponder that for a minute. God accomplishes his will on earth through truth. And that's profound. Whatever God does, he does it based upon truth. It goes on to say, Satan, however, accomplishes his purposes through lies. Now think about that. God accomplishes his will on earth through truth. Satan accomplishes his purposes through lies. So I've got truth or I got a lie. So in other words, in order to do Satan's will, I've got to be baited into a lie. To do God's will, I just got to accept the truth. By the way, look in your Bibles there. And John 8:45. And because I tell you the what?
Truth,
ye what? So Jesus said, I'm telling you the truth and you don't believe me, but you will believe Satan's lies. Amen. And so notice what else it says here. When the child of God believes God's truth, then the Spirit of God can work in the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit is truth. You're in John chapter 8. Hold your finger there and go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. What am I getting here? I'm trying to get us to see that Satan targets our mind, and he will target your mind and my mind with a lie. John 16, and notice verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of who? Truth is come. He didn't say the Spirit of lies. Why? God is truth. The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all what? Truth. So if Satan wants to take me away, he's got to take me into what? A lie. Because the Spirit is going to take me into all truth. Satan's going to take me in a lie, but is he going to tell me it's a lie? And that's the problem with a lie. You never know when they're telling the truth and when they're not. But we know Satan is not. He will give you a lie that sounds real good. It even sounds like the truth. But it is not the truth. Hey, folks, there are a lot of Bibles out there that have a lot of truth in them, but they are not the truth, because there's some, they've been altered by this, that, or the other. Notice what 16:13 goes on to say further. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to what? Come. The Spirit of truth. Let me go on with this. It says, when a person believes a lie, notice this, then Satan goes to work in that lie, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Faith in God's truth leads to victory. Faith in Satan's lies leads to defeat. Amen. He goes on to say, however, Satan never advertises that he is telling you a lie. Why won't Satan tell us that he's lying to us? By the way, when he went to Eve and she said, if we eat that, we're going to die, what did he come back with? Ye shall not surely what? Die. And what did he say? God doth know that in the day thereof that ye eat that, ye shall be as gods. And you're going to be wise. He said, ye shall not surely die. What did he do? He played on her mind. Why? To substitute it for a lie. To get her to fulfill his purpose. And what happened? Did she fall for it? The same way that I did when I was 15. Ye shall not surely get caught. Your parents are just trying to keep you from driving at the age of 15 without a license. That's all. You're safe, aren't you, a 15-year-old? Did I throw in the part that I was inebriated too? Did I throw in the part that I was on drugs at the same time? A 15-year-old, inebriated, drugs, driving, no license, bad experience. That's a bad combination, isn't it? I'm destined to kill somebody, if not myself, under those circumstances. And with a car full of young teenagers with me as well, egging you on to go faster, go faster, go faster. Can you see the danger in that? See, Satan didn't tell me all that. He just said, go have fun. You're 15. You want to have fun. And young boys want to go fast. We want to go 0 to 60 in, 2 seconds. Faster the better. Doesn't matter. Yeah, that's it. And so when Satan masquerades a lie as truth. Satan did not approach Eve in his nature. What did he masquerade as? Think about it. If he would have came to Eve as he really is, of course, he can transform himself. Hey, I'm the devil. I got cast out of heaven. God didn't want me up there because I messed up. But I'm your friend. You see that tree over there? Why'd you eat of that tree? Why didn't he come as the devil himself? Because he knew she would not have it received from him. But he went into a serpent and came as a serpent. That's why it is so scary when we listen to people that are not doing the will of God. It's scary. Why? Satan can bait us very, very easily. Very easily. As the deceiver, Satan's tactics are his lies because he's the father of it, because he knows we won't fall for the truth that he would try to tell us. But also, he targets the mind of which the lies reside in. And if I can get your mind targeted to receive that lie, you might actually act upon it. And this is the scary part about Satan. He can't read your mind. Remember I said that?
Yeah.
He can't read your mind, but he can sure read your actions. And if your actions begin to reflect what he's trying to get you to do, why do you think men get caught up on pornography all the time? He'll flash it in front of you. He'll flash it in front of you. He'll flash it in front of you. And all you have to do is click. And once you click, what happens? You're done. Most men are hooked. But what is it? But he can't read your mind, so he doesn't know what you're thinking until you actually click. He doesn't know that you're thinking about forging a document until you actually do it. He doesn't know that he's encouraged you to cheat on your wife or your husband until you actually do it. But all the while, he's getting things in your mind. That's why the mind is something that we need to protect, because he targets your mind through television, through media, through music, through magazines. He bombards us with our minds, and he wants to get our minds on what he wants us to think on. So then we act upon it. Why? He targets the mind. He gives a lie to fulfill his purpose. Let's get to this next point here. We'll just give you a few things on this next point. So number one, he targets our mind is based on our previous direction. Number two, his tactics are lies. His tactics are lies. Then number three, the deceiver Satan, his purpose is to make you and I ignorant of God's will. Make you ignorant of God's will. Now, by the way, let me give you a simple question here. How does God want me to be ignorant of God's will? Not read the Bible, that's a good way to start. Not going to church, that's a good way to start too. Not having faith, that's a good way too. But I can be in church, I can read my Bible, I can have faith that he can still get me to fulfill his will. How does God get me to, how does the devil get me to fulfill, not to fulfill God's will? Distracting our minds. Tamara?
Knowing what to do, but not doing it.
Exactly. I don't care if you know what to do. Just don't do it. Because if you do it, you're doing the will of God. If you don't do it, by default, whose will are you doing? So he says, you can know all day what you should do. Read your Bible, go to church, have faith, but just don't use it. It's like having $1 million and you don't use it. And you go into the store and you steal something, having $1 million in your pocket. Why'd you steal that and you had $1 million in your pocket? Well, I just didn't want to use it. Go over to Matthew chapter 4. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. Yeah, this is crazy. But me and my wife actually went to school with somebody that did that. They didn't have $1 million, but they had quite a bit of money in their pocket and stole a deck of cards. Matthew chapter 4, I mean, pretty dumb, amen. Matthew chapter 4, give you this here. And, of course, this is the temptation of Christ here. Temptation of Christ. And notice this here. Because Satan, again, he's going to try to get our direction altered by using lies. He attacks our mind. He used these lies. His purpose then is to make us ignorant of God's will. Matthew chapter number 4 and notice verse number 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Is there anything wrong with that? Making the stones bread, even though Jesus is hungry. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
No. What's wrong with it? Why should Jesus not do it? Joshua? Say, should we do anything that Satan asks us to do? No. Should we even give a conversation with Satan? No. Don't even talk to him. Just do the will of God. You'll be fine. Because if you entertain a conversation, you're going to end up like Eve. He will talk rings and circles around you. By the way, let me caution you. You talk to a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon, if you don't know your Bible, they will talk you into a circle and have you believe in something that's not true. They're very good at what they know, although they know it wrong. I've listened to some and they say, well, over here. I said, whoa. Can we put that in context? Well, let's go over here. Can we put that in its context? Well, over here. Can we put that in its context? Well, can we put that in its context? What does it really say? And who is he talking to? They will talk you around, and if you're not careful, you'd be like this. I don't know what I believe. You better know your Bible. They'll twist you around. Satan will always give you an alternate to God's will. Notice this. When a tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. Is Jesus the Son of God? Yes, he is. Does he have to change the bread to prove it? No. 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 Notice what he says down there. But he answered and said, it is what? Written. A man should not live by what? Bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What happened? Satan is trying to, as a deceiver, make Christ ignorant of God's will. But Jesus didn't fall for it. What does he say down there in verse number 5? The devil taketh him up into a holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, said unto him, if thou be the who? Now, I thought we already discussed this already. I am the Son of God. But if you really are, then you wouldn't mind casting yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Now, does anybody see what Satan just did? What did he just do? Yes, that's true. But what did Jesus use in his defense against Satan? The word of God. Truth. And what did the devil come back with? But what did he try to use? What words did he try to twist? Scripture, the Bible. He said, oh, you want to quote Bible? I know Bible too. Well, since you said it is written, man should live by bread. It is also written, you can cast yourself down. But what's the problem with what he quoted? He didn't put the whole truth in it. He misquoted it by leaving out the part that should have been in there and only left in what he wanted to have in there. He said, well, you can jump down and God's going to protect you. But that's not the intent of the verse. And so cast yourself down and you will be fine. If you're the Son of God, then the angels are going to protect you. He left out part of the verse. But notice what Jesus comes back with and says down there in verse 7. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not what? Tempt the Lord thy God. Again, verse 8, you think he'd had enough of this. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and what? Satan finally told the truth. What I really want is for you to worship me. That's what I really want. And I'll give you everything. But there's only one problem with that. It's not yours to give. It is all mine that God has put into your power for a time. And by the way, I'm going to get it all anyway in time. So why are you trying to trip me up to give me something that's already mine? Amen. Like somebody pull a joke on you and take some of yours and want you to buy it back off of them. It's like, you think I'm crazy enough to fall for that? Amen. Some folks are. Okay, I'll pay. Give me my stuff, boy. All right, so what do we have here? Verse number 10. We know what Satan wants. His purpose is to make Jesus ignorant of God's will, just like his purpose is to make you and I ignorant of God's will. Jesus silenced him, did not budge from God's will, and came up with this final summation in verse number 10. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee what? Hence, Satan, for it is what? Written, thou shalt what? Worship the Lord thy God, and what? And him only shalt thou serve. In other words, Jesus is saying, hey, look, you're trying to target my mind. I understand. You're trying to use lies. I understand. Your purpose is that I worship you. I understand, and it ain't gonna happen. Folks, that's the way we gotta stand. When Satan comes, his main strategy for you and I is to target our mind, to lie to us, and to get his purpose fulfilled, to be ignorant of the will of God. What did Jesus use every time? The word of God. By the way, does God want us ignorant of his will? No. And we're going to look at some of that next week. But when you look at this, Jesus silenced him. And notice what happens in verse number 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and what? Ministered unto him. Notice over in Luke's gospel. Go over to Luke chapter number 4. And notice Luke's gospel, what Luke says about this same exact account in verse number 12. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not what? Tempt the Lord thy God. But notice verse 13, because pay close attention to this. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for how long? Folks, he's coming back. You can know how to detect him, how to defeat him, how to know everything about him, and he'll leave you for a while. I'll put on my other face. How many of y'all know Batman in the 60s, false face? Remember false face? What was he notorious for? False face. He came dressed up, disguised as Commissioner Gordon. He came dressed up as Chief O'Hara. Did he ever dress up like Batman? He dressed up like Batman. False face. He came with a face that he wanted you to believe he was, that was not harming to you, that you would accept and believe. But he was a false face. And that was his whole claim. And he still didn't know. And I used to like it. And they would say on the credits, come here, false face. And then they would put down who he's played by. They put a question mark. They didn't want you to know who he was. Now, I'm sure you could Google him now since it's not the 60s anymore. Amen. But back in the days, you never knew who false face was because he never showed his real face. He always had somebody else's face on. And when he didn't have somebody else's face on, he had this little plastic mask that in the 60s, it looked creepy. Still looks creepy now if you watch it. Amen. Because it was just like a little plastic. You can see his mouth moving. I'll get you, Batman. Or, you know, and he looked real crazy. What is Satan notorious for? He can change into anything and disguise himself into anything. He can change into an angel of light. He can be like a minister of righteousness just to give you a lie that you will believe and follow, because he targets your mind. He gives you a lie. His purpose is that I want to make you ignorant of what God wants so that you can do what I want. And folks, next week we're going to see the defense then is knowing the will of God and sticking with it just like Jesus did. Jesus didn't budge. He said, I can see right through you. And it's not going to happen. Would to God I'd have known that as a 15-year-old kid, that I didn't have to fall for the tactics of Satan. I could have got 3 months of my life back. I don't even know what I missed in those 3 months. You know why? I wasn't there. I'll never be able to get those 3 months back. And I dare not ask my friends, because then they was going to tell me something that I would really be bad about, feel bad about. What did y'all do over something? Nope, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. You know what they say? What'd you do? I said, don't even go there. Don't even go there. You know what I did. We didn't see y'all summer. What happened? On lockdown. Yeah. Hey, I messed up. Why did I mess up? Satan targeted my mind. He gave me some lies. I fulfilled his purpose instead of the purpose that God would have me to fill. And I was the loser. I was the loser. Folks, Satan wants to do the same thing to you and I today. And he will leave for a season and come back. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. As a deceiver, his whole goal is to make sure you don't know what God wants you to do. And if you don't do what God wants you to do, by default, you're worshiping him. And it's sad to say we do it on a regular basis. It's sad to say we've got to continue to repent, come back to God, repent. Come back to God. Repent. Ask God to forgive us. Repent. Come back. We got to continue to do it. Folks, we all live on that street. And I'm so glad that God loves us despite what happens. Despite what happens. Amen. Folks, let's leave here with a resolve that we're going to guard our mind because we know it's targeted. We're going to listen to truth because we know Satan's full of lies. And we're going to do that which God would have us to do because it is the will of God. And we'll see some of those things coming up next week. No, we won't see it next week because we only have the morning service next week. So the week after that, we'll see that what God wants us to do, and then defend just like Jesus did with the word of God. It is written. Because if you know the truth, Jesus said what? And you should know the truth, and truth what? Set you free. And the truth shall set you free. You shall be what? Free indeed. The key is knowing the truth and doing the truth, not just knowing the truth. Father, thank you so much for loving us, Lord. I do pray that your hand would guide and direct and lead as we depart tonight, Lord. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to be more like Jesus Christ. in that which we think, that which we say, that which we do. And Lord, help us to be conformed to the image of Christ's likeness. We know Satan wants to target our minds, but God, I pray that we would understand our previous direction.